Next, we will talk about the two sections highlighting the information about nutrients on the food label. In general, you can think of the nutrient sections in two different parts. The first part, which is highlighted in our example in yellow on the next slide, are the group of nutrients that you should limit. These nutrients are total fat, which includes saturated fat and trans fat, cholesterol, and sodium. In the United States, most people consume adequate amounts or too much of these nutrients, and they are also linked to an increased risk of chronic diseases. Such chronic diseases are heart disease, high blood pressure, and some cancers. The other group of nutrients, which are highlighted in blue on the next slide, are ones that you should be sure to get enough of. They are dietary fiber, vitamin A, vitamin C, calcium, and iron. Opposite to the first group, this group of nutrients are ones that Americans tend to not get enough of, so you should aim to consume adequate amounts. These nutrients can reduce risk of some diseases or conditions. Examples are a lack of calcium that can lead to osteoporosis, and adequate fiber is linked to healthy bowel function. Now let's take a look at these nutrients on the food label. Shown here in yellow, total fat, saturated fat, trans fat, cholesterol, and sodium are shown here with the amounts of each nutrient listed beside it. Again, you should aim to consume limited amounts of this group of nutrients. The macaroni and cheese example has fairly large amounts of these nutrients in this section. Highlighted in blue are the nutrients that you should aim to consume adequate amounts. These are dietary fiber, vitamin A, vitamin C, calcium, and iron. This example of macaroni and cheese is not a good source of dietary fiber. As you can see, there are 0 grams of fiber in this product. Understanding how to know if you are eating too much or too little of the nutrients mentioned is easier once you understand the percent daily value. We will discuss the percent daily values just after the footnote section.